So welcome to Journey of the Monkey King, once again with myself, Quiva, and my friend MJ.
Hello!
We are moving on to chapter 45 of Journey to the West, and as aside from, you know, all the usual violence and everything...
Is there a cannibalism warning?
No, okay. In this time instead we have a piss drinking warning.
Some of you at home are going, don't threaten me with a good time, but you know. It's probably better to have it there.
So moving on swiftly, when we left off, the tiger strength immortal, the deer strength immortal, and the goat strength immortal were investigating a disturbance in their abbey. They enter the great hall and they find that all the food that was left out as an offering in front of the statues of the three pure ones has been eaten. It doesn't look like animals did it either. The fruit was all carefully skinned and the stones were spat out. This was definitely eaten by people. The three pilgrims are still here. They're sat up on the platform where we left them after taking on the form of the three pure ones. And they hold absolutely perfectly still to avoid being noticed.
I mean, yeah, no, like deep sectarian vibes aside, and this is where I really wish I knew more about the actual political context rather than just what literal I'd be able to cobble together about belief systems. This is pure cartoon humor, and I love it very much.
Yeah.
It's very silly.
So the goat strength immortal suggests that maybe it wasn't stolen. Perhaps because of the piety of the abbey, the three pure ones actually descended and consumed the offerings themselves. And he suggests they could take advantage of the opportunity just in case to supplicate for golden elixir and holy water as gifts from the gods to present to the king. So just in case...
Knock and see if someone's home.
Yeah, just in case it is actually the gods after visiting them, they get up and they go get dressed in their ritual robes and start holding another ceremony, offering prayers to the idols.
I can see where this is going now.
So sitting up on the... Yeah, I kind of gave the game away with that warning, didn't I?
A little bit.
So sitting up on the dais, words, up on the platform, Baji starts to get nervous about all of this, but Wukong decides to answer the prayers of the Taoists. He shouts out, you immortals of a younger generation, please stop your recitation. We have just returned from the Festival of Immortal Peaches.
I love a good callback.
And we have not brought along any golden elixir or holy water. In another day, we shall come bestow them upon you. But the Taoists beg for some kind of magic formula for eternal youth. You know, nothing big, just some eternal youth. Just
they're already immortal. I also love that you young immortals as well.
But they want to give it as a gift to the king.
I mean, okay, true.
So Wukong finally agrees to give them some holy water. He asks them to bring out some vessels. The tiger strength immortal drags in a massive cistern because he just wants as much as he can get. The deer strength immortal grabs just a garden vase that's lying around, and the goat strength immortal grabs a flower pot, pulls out the flowers and offers that. And Wukong tells them to leave the hall and close the shutters so that the heavenly mysteries will not be seen by profane eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know where this is going. Wukong pisses in the flower pot.
I know. We all know where this is going.
Baji thinks this is hilarious. He thinks this is the most fun thing that they've done since they've met. And he fills up the garden vase. And Wu Jing manages to fill up half the cistern that was left out.
Half the what?
The cistern.
Cistern, right. Yes.
Once they're done, they sit back down fix their clothes and call out, little ones, receive your holy water.
So we're not satisfied with the piss kink. We're bringing in some age play here as well.
Oh, Christ. The tiger strength immortal steps up to take the first drink, and the deer strength immortal asks him if it's good, and he says it's not very good. The flavor is quite potent.
This aside, we probably shouldn't be. I feel like, you know, if you're handed, you know, like the elixir of eternal youth, or so you think, you probably shouldn't be like criticizing the palate.
It's probably worth, like,
this divine gift from the gods is not for my liking. There's too many notes of oak really in there for more of a fruity bouquet, you know.
Yeah. The goat strength immortal has his own drink, and he immediately declares that it tastes like hog piss, which is a suspiciously accurate assessment.
Very accurate assessment, yeah.
So Wukong decides that they're not going to be able to keep the prank going any longer, so he reveals himself, not only telling them that they've been drinking piss, but he actually just outright tells them that they're three monks on pilgrimage from China, which seems like not the best idea.
Well, I mean, the best idea would be not making three Taoist immortals drink your piss. I feel like at this point you've committed to the bit. You gotta go full Wukong on this shit for piss.
The Taoists are very angry. I actually wrote in my notes that they're pissed, and I didn't intend that to be a pun, but they bar the door to the hall and they just grab everything that's laying around, pitchforks, rakes, brooms, tiles, rocks, to try and attack the pilgrims with. But Wukong grabs both his brothers and crashes out the door and flies off with them back to the monastery they're staying before they just head back to bed.
It's all in a night's work.
Yeah. The next morning, Tripitaka decides to try and go get his passport stamped first thing in the morning. Oh, and the boy. Three disciples have to remind him, you know, what the whole deal is with this kingdom and Buddhists. And they kind of demand to go with him, but he's more than happy with that. So when the officials at the palace tell the king that there's four monks from the east out here to present their passports, the king asks why weren't they arrested as soon as they set foot in the city. And a grand preceptor tells him that they've come all the way from China, that's 5,000 kilometers away, and the entire way is infested with monsters. They have to have considerable magic powers to even just get here alive. And we also don't want to piss off China. You should probably just let them pass through.
Don't piss off China.
Generally,
don't piss
like
on
I'm not, I'm not one to
mortals. Don't piss off China.
Yeah, I'm not generally one to get into like debates of foreign policy shite, but I think not pissing off China is generally good for your country.
I mean, there's at this point in history, yes.
Throughout history, yeah. It's just been a good idea not to piss off China, I think. The king invites the monks in, and he's about to stamp the traveler script when the three Taoist immortals arrive in court. They're shocked to find that the Buddhist monks are actually here. They assumed they would have fled after last night. And the Taoists tell the king everything that happened yesterday and last night, including the two Taoists on the beach who were killed, the cart that was smashed up, the prisoners were freed, and also the piss-drinking part. They do tell him the piss-drinking part.
Why?
I mean, they're reporting all the crimes.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to admit it.
So the king is about to order the pilgrims executed when Wukong steps forward and starts trying to lawyer his way out of things. You know, these Taoists have no witnesses for these two lads they say were murdered. And even if we confess to that, and we aren't going to because we didn't do it, there's four of us and only two of them were killed. So if we were guilty of that, only two of us should be executed, not all of us. And they don't have any witnesses for this cart being smashed up either, or the slaves being freed. And even if that's true, even if we did that and we didn't do that, those aren't really capital crimes. And he claimed we vandalized the images at this abbey of theirs and disturbed their temple. But this is clearly just a trap.
Does it work?
So the king takes the bait and he asks, how is that a trap? And Wukong is like, we're from China. We only arrived here yesterday. We don't know where anything is. How would we even find their temple? In the middle of the night, especially? What are they talking about? And if we tricked them like that, wouldn't they just have arrested us last night rather than letting us go and then coming in the morning? That's ridiculous. And you know, identity theft happens a lot. So how could they know for certain that was us? You should conduct a proper investigation into all of this.
Yes, the tried and true Wukong method of just be so annoying that I get whatever I want. Just yeah. Make it more work to not have to give me what I want.
the king is not too bright, and that's not my judgment. The actual narrator says that. And Wukong's Gish Gallop gives him a bit of pause. But this is all interrupted by an official who runs in and tells the king that there's a couple dozen village elders waiting outside to talk to him. Apparently there's been no rain at all this spring and they're very worried about another famine. And they rather want the three Taoists to pray for rain again.
So you know, you're coming in here with these trumped up charges. Absolutely ludicrous. And those people out there need rain. Come on,
guys.
Sad state of affairs.
Yeah, the king recounts the backstory for this kingdom again with the drought and everything, and he offers the pilgrims a deal. They'll be pardoned for the moment, but they're going to have a rainmaking competition with the Taoists. If the pilgrims win, they'll be given a pardon and let carry on, and if they lose, they'll all be beheaded.
There's... I'm not even trying for that joke. I'm not reaching for that joke. It is a reach. There's I can't, yeah.
Okay.
something, you know, golden shower award.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
But yeah, Wukong immediately agrees to the deal. But he has to point out that if both groups are trying to summon rain, then how can they tell whose rain is whose?
That's a very good point.
What's going to happen is the Tiger Immortal is going to go up first, and he declares step by step in advance everything that he's going to do and what the result will be, so that his, like, you know, scientifically, I will do this and then this will happen, and so if it doesn't, then that's his failure. So he's going to go ascend the altar they have set up for the competition, and he's going to get his ritual tablet that he has and bang it. And the first time he bangs it, it will summon a wind. When he bangs it the second time, it'll summon clouds. The third time, there'll be thunder and lightning. The fourth time, it'll start to rain. And when he finally bangs it the fifth time, the rain will stop and the clouds will clear.
Seems reasonable.
So yeah, Wukong thinks that sounds great. And he's kind of interested in this because he's never seen this kind of ceremony before. So he tells the tiger to carry on.
Gets to be a tourist.
Yeah. They come up to the altar. It's on a 30-foot tall platform. It's surrounded by banners with two huge candles on either side of an urn that has a tablet made of gold leaning up against it with the names of the thunder deities carved into it. Beneath the table are five huge cisterns full of clear water, with willow branches floating in them. The branches have thin iron sheets on them inscribed with charms. There's five pillars around the table with the urn and candles and everything on it that have the names of the barbarian thunder lords of the five quarters written on them, etc., etc. Lots of weather-related magical symbolism and writing on these.
Okay.
So the tiger-strength immortal ascends the altar, holds up a fancy-looking sword, recites a spell, burns a charm on one of the candles, and as he does this, below him under the platform, several Taoists start writing up and burning documents. And then he bangs the golden tablet on the table and a wind starts to rise. Baji starts muttering worriedly that the tiger immortal's ritual is working. Wukong tells him to shut up and guard Tripitaka while he takes care of this. So he plucks one of his hairs and leaves it behind as a fake Wukong as he flies into the air to go find the spirits in charge of the weather here. And up in the sky, he finds the old woman of the wind and the second boy of the wind. And he asks them why they're helping that deviant Taoist instead of old monkey. If they summon any more wind for the Taoist, they'll get 20 lashes from the iron rod. So the wind immediately stops at this.
Okay.
So he's just cheating.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not what you know, it's who you know, really. Also, 20 lashes with the iron rod, really?
Oh yeah, they'd be dead after one.
This is true. It is a very, very large rod.
So the wind immediately stops and Baji starts heckling the tiger strength immortal about it. The douse continues though, and he bangs his tablet again, summoning clouds and fog. And Wukong again goes looking around and he finds the cloud pushing boy and the fog spreading lad, and he threatens them to stop as well.
I like the fog spreading lad.
Yes.
Something about that pleases me.
You're just fond of the word lad, I think.
I just, in this context, it's just weird.
It's a very informal word being used as a formal title, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
So yeah, the clouds immediately part as soon as they started gathering, and Baji continues heckling the tiger strength. And he's starting to get agitated. So he loosens his hair. He picks back up his sword, recites another spell, burns another charm before getting back and bang the tablet again. So this summons the Heavenly Lord Deng along with the Squire of Thunder and the Mother of Lightning. And Wukong manages to stop them midair before they even start working and tells them not to start doing any lightning. Wukong asks them what kind of summons was able to bring them here so quickly. And the Lord says that the Taoist magic is quite real. The documents that the Taoist burnt just before the start of the ritual were, you know, they were all properly filed requests for the Jade Emperor for rain. They're just carrying out proper procedures here.
Again, just the
bureaucracy.
Love it so much. Yes. I love the idea of just a cosmology where there's a process for everything.
Yeah, you just have to file the right paperwork and then burn it. Burning it is the most important part. It's the most important thing you can do with paperwork.
Two of my favorite things, Cleva, are filing paper, genuinely filling out forms. I find incredibly relaxing, and I like setting things on fire a lot. Doing data entry forms and filing requests and, you know, filling out application forms. I'm like, yes, it's soothing. You're just putting all the information in the right place and it makes sense and it's nice. And then when you set things on fire, that's also really fun. So
this is the problem with online forms. You can't burn them afterwards.
I know. It's upsetting.
But anyway, because Wukong stopped them before they even started, there's no thunder or lightning at all. And the Tiger Strength Immortal is starting to get really desperate. He burns more incense, burns more charms, recites more spells, and bangs his tablet as hard as he can. And it does work. The Dragon Kings of the Four Oceans immediately arrived, but again are immediately stopped by Wukong. So he grabs Ao Guang and his brothers, our old friends, or he tells them he needs help on his pilgrimage instead of aiding this Taoist. But he doesn't actually know any of these proper rituals or how to file a real summons. So he asks them to just kind of please play along with me. And they all agree, because you don't say no to Sun Wukong if you value your own life.
Yeah, he's a guy standing in front of you with a really big stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, of course we can make an exception for you, sir.
So Wukong tells them he'll signal them with the iron rod. So the first time he holds it up, start the wind. Second time, the clouds. Third time, thunder and lightning. Fourth time, start the rain. Fifth time, sunshine. Same as what the tiger said he was going to do. Going to upstage him.
Okay.
After that, Wukong drops back down and he shouts up at the Tiger Strength Immortal to stop. He's already banged the tablet four times. Nothing has happened. Just let me take over. And the Taoist doesn't really have any alternative but to bow out. He did everything correctly. It just isn't working for some reason. He doesn't understand. He doesn't realize his opponent is just cheating. So the king asked the Taoist, you know, why didn't this work? And he says, well, the dragons just aren't home today. Which is the only explanation.
Yeah, did you not get the out of hours or the out of office message?
Yeah.
You know, good for them. They deserve their 2 weeks.
Yeah. So Wukong tells him that's nonsense. Your magic just isn't good enough. So Wukong actually tells Tripitaka to go up to the altar. And Tripitaka objects. He has no idea how to pray for rain. I think he was kind of assuming Wukong was going to do this. But Wukong tells him not to worry. Just go up. Just sit up there and recite some scriptures. It'll be fine. And he goes, climbs the altar, and he starts silently reciting the Heart Sutra. And when Tripitaka is finished, Wukong, while everyone else is watching Tripitaka, points the iron rod up to the sky to signal the old woman of wind and the second boy of wind to start releasing powerful gusts. Holds it up the second time, and the cloud pushing boy and the fog spreading lad just blacken the skies. And when he holds up the third time, the Squire of Thunder and Mother of Lightning just unleash absolutely earth-shattering thunderstorm. And when he holds up the fourth time, the Dragon Kings pour down a deluge, and he just leaves it pour and pour and pour until the city starts to flood, and the king has to send a messenger down to him begging them to stop the rain.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. If you go with just a big deluge on dry ground, you're not gonna do anything. You're just gonna make things worse.
Yeah. Like he specifically sends a message saying, like, if this carries on, the crops are going to actually be destroyed rather than helping them. And Wukong finally gives the signal to stop the rain, and the skies immediately clear up, leaving nothing but sunshine.
I mean, it's an impressive show.
It is. And the king and the officials are all delighted. And the king just immediately agrees, stamp the pilgrim's passports. You're free to go. Thank you so much. But just as he's about to stamp his seal onto it, the three Taoists show up again and they stop him, and they try to convince him that actually, no, we actually did win the rainmaking competition. See, the dragons were just responding. The dragons did come to the original summons that we made, not because of Wukong. They were just a bit late because they must have had another appointment first or something.
Okay.
And Wukong says, okay, let's not worry exactly who summoned the rain. So that's pretty trivial compared to the fact that, by the way, the Dragon Kings of the Four Oceans are currently like flying over your kingdom because I haven't told them to leave yet. And he challenges the Taoist to a second contest. try to summon the Dragon Kings to appear before the king. And the Taoists don't even try to pretend they can do this. They just like, what are you talking about? Okay, we can't do that. Just go try it yourself.
Can't just make it easier for them to let you go. Make yourself too much of a problem to deal with.
And Wukong just shouts up to the sky for Ao Guang and his brothers to come down and show their true forms. And they dance around the sky in the form of dragons, basically putting on a show for the kingdom. And the king is delighted and he promises to hold a special mass to thank the dragons. And Wukong tells all the deities that they can head home, the job's done.
I'm just picturing just the parade of the Dragon Kings through the heavens. I'm just picturing, you know, that Simpsons image, you know, with Smithers behind Tom Jones. That's it, smile. Everyone's having a good time.
I guess Wukong has never really stopped being a menace to all the gods. He just only does it.
He just only does it every
couple of months now. I guess he's doing it at a rate that's slow enough that it's kind of tolerable.
Yeah, it's like I get migraines every few months or so, and I don't know if there's anything that can be done about them really, but I haven't bothered because it's just like it's one day off and I'm fine. So
yeah.
Wukong is the migraine of the gods.
Surely there'll be no further trouble with these three Taoists and they will be just left leave the kingdom in peace, surely.
What now?
I'm confident that nothing is going to happen in the next chapter.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Look forward to peaceful resolution with no more conflict between Buddhists and Taoists at all.
Yes. Yes, surely everything will be civil, everyone will file the correct paperwork, and nobody will be threatened or murdered.
Yeah, if you want to tune into that uneventful chapter, just come back for the next episode.
Yay! Also, Patreon and social media details in show notes.
Yes, thank you for always remembering that, because I never do.
You put them in the show notes.
Yes, I do. I do.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.